Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some showers and thunderstorms possible today, otherwise partly sunny with our high nearing 91. A slight chance for some showers overnight, partly cloudy with a low around 71. Some showers possible throughout the day on Friday, otherwise partly sunny with our high of 84 and partly cloudy with a low around 68 Friday night. Some sunshine throughout Saturday with our high nearing 86. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 70 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Law enforcement authorities from Morris County are investigating a man wanted on a felony warrant. Just after 5 p.m. on July 3rd, police saw 32-year-old Jonathan Heller in the 10 block of Main Street in Council Grove. That's according to a media release. Officers responded quickly to arrest him on requested charges of battery of a law enforcement officer, criminal damage to property, felony interference with law enforcement, and disorderly conduct. After Heller's arrest, investigators collected new information and obtained a search warrant for his home. Heller faces additional drug charges, according to police. A preliminary hearing has been set for September 30th for the Fort Riley soldier charged in the February murder of another soldier in Manhattan. According to investigators, Tramell Montgomery, 19, shot Joshua Ward, 21, after getting into an argument at a bar in Aggieville. Montgomery is being charged with one count of first-degree murder and three counts of attempted first-degree murder. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-American Network News.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54, proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales every Thursday at 11 a.m. will be closed Thursday, June 30th, along with the following Thursday, July 7th, due to the 4th of July celebration. El Dorado Livestock Auction will be open again starting on Thursday, July 14th, with their weekly cattle sale at 11 a.m., including stock cows and bulls, calves, feeder cattle, butcher cows, and bulls. You can find more information about upcoming sales with their website at eldoradolivestock.com. Also bid online with the online auctions at cattleusa.com. El Dorado Livestock Auction wishing you and your family a happy 4th of July and Independence Day as they are set to be closed on Thursday, June 30th and Thursday, July 7th for their summer break, set to return again on Thursday, July 14th. El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54, online at eldoradolivestock.com, and give them a call at 316-320-3212.
The Topeka Police Department has arrested a man in connection to Tuesday's deadly shooting in East Topeka. The Topeka Police Department said Jaheim Brown, 20, of Topeka, was taken to the Shawnee County Department of Corrections for murder in the first degree, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, and criminal possession of a firearm by a felon. The city of Valley Center could enter the history books as the first city in Kansas to have 3D printed homes in it, as courtesy of CC3D, a startup arm of Crane Company. Lou Cicerillo, Valley Center mayor, said housing options continue to be a struggle in not only Valley Center, but across the nation. 3D printed housing provides a new cutting edge opportunity to address this need. CC3D reportedly plans to use designs from local architects and finish work from local contractors for the project. Now, to learn more information about CC3D and 3D printed homes, go to craneco3d.com. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Dezine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Authorities said they have recovered the body of a 17-year-old drowning victim who went missing while fishing east of Columbus. According to officials, the Platte County Sheriff's Office and personnel with Columbus Fire and Rescue responded to the area of Loop Power Tall Race Park and the Platte River regarding a possible drowning on Tuesday at 3:45 p.m. The report said that when officers arrived, they learned a 17-year-old boy had been fishing where the canal dumps into the river when he was swept away in the current. According to authorities, the victim was recovered in the river yesterday around 11:45 a.m. Doctors in Nebraska are seeing a slight increase in COVID-19 patients in hospitals with the relatively new BA.4 and BA.5 strains. They said the majority of them aren't on ventilators or in the ICU, and that's thanks to the vaccine. At Bryan Health in Lincoln, as of Tuesday, they had 17 patients hospitalized compared to 11 at this time last week. I'm Trace Tull, Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Gas prices got you like... Gas prices may keep you at home a little more than normal this summer. That's okay. Feel like a kid again and treat yourself to a new internet plan.
Get Blue Valley Internet Service or upgrade your speed to get a $50 Sinclair gas card. Then play through your day with kid-like excitement. Call Blue Valley Technologies at 877-876-1228 to get rolling with new internet today.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The Lynn Picnic is this weekend. This year's theme, it's summertime fun. A cornhole and softball tournament are planned Friday evening. Saturday, a 5K run walk begins the day at 7 with youth fishing tournament at 9. The annual garden tractor and tractor show will be featured, plus a vendor fair running 10 to 1. A traditional German meal serves at the shelter house in Lynn Saturday at 11 with a parade at 5. And bounce houses afterward. A chicken dinner and demolition derby begin at 7 with fireworks at dark. Full concessions and a beer garden with a live DJ both Friday and Saturday nights at the annual Lynn Picnic this weekend. Full schedules on our website at KNDYradio.com and posted on our Facebook page. Among the highlights is the Saturday night demolition derby. Janelle Wooler.
Well, Lynn Picnic this year is Friday, July 8th and Saturday, July 9th. The derby starts at 7 o'clock Saturday, and they've got, you know, the compacts, the bone stocks, a two-man hobo team, pits open at 3 o'clock. If anybody needs to know this, people like to know sometimes adult entry is $12 and children 10 and younger is $5. So just so you know how much that might cost you if you decide to come to the demolition derby. Usually a great time, usually a busy time. Lots of people come out for the demo derby for sure.
The Seneca American Legion Riders will host the second annual Smokin' Hogs Barbecue and Bike Fest this weekend. The Backyard Barbecue Competition begins Friday night, continuing Saturday, with live music throughout the day Saturday. Sidetrack performs 10 to 1, Minuteman Music 1 to 4, Reckless 4 to 7, and Jay Bragg 7 till 10, with fireworks to follow Saturday. Plus a beer garden with concessions and a cornhole tournament with registration Saturday at 10 for co-ed teams at 11 and open competition at 1. All of these events at the Seneca City Park beginning at 10 a.m. Saturday. Barnston Days begin Friday evening with kids' games in the park, live music with Lucas Peterson, Fireman's Barbecue, Vendor Fair kickoff, and a pedal pull. On Saturday, a 5K and 1 mile run walk, flea market, and basketball tournament are planned, with a shooting contest, cornhole tournament, and a dedication at 4 of the gym for Bill Peterson. The flea market continues Sunday with a lawnmower pull and scavenger hunt that afternoon. Full schedule is on the Barnston Community Days Facebook page. Barnston Days this weekend will bring back the tradition of the former Barnston Picnic, according to Jody Wisner.
We started it because it kind of came to being because we were going to do a 3-on-3 memorial basketball tournament for Bill Peterson, who Bill was essential in keeping our Barnston Community Center open and just really took care of it. Thought that would be a nice way to honor him. And then the more we started thinking about it, why don't we bring back Barnston Days? And they didn't have the alumni banquet in Barnston. They haven't had that for a few years now, especially when COVID kind of hit. So I had seen on the Barnston alumni sites that there were a lot of people that wanted to get together and they just weren't going to be able to. And so as I mentioned to all of them, hey, maybe you guys can meet and go through a few things that who can show up and not necessarily have to do that big alumni banquet.
Frieda I. Bailey, age 97, of Wymore, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Wymore. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 7:30. Hathel Laughlin of at Funeral Home of Wymore in charge of arrangements for Frieda Bailey. Catherine A. Weirbein, age 91, of Burchard, passed away Tuesday. Massive Christian burial Friday, 10 a.m. at St. Anthony's Catholic Church at Steiner. Interment in the church cemetery. Rosary at 7 p.m. on Thursday at the church. Visitation Thursday, 9 until 5 at the Quarry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Catherine Weirbein. Jeanette Reed, age 85, of Pawnee City, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Faith Baptist Church, Pawnee City. Interment in the Pawnee City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 8 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Jeanette Reed. Alice M. Johnson, age 87, of Frankfort, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. from the Annunciation Catholic Church, Frankfort. Burial in the Mount Calvary Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8, at the Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Alice Johnson. Rosalie D. Mirian, age 93, of Hanover, passed away Sunday. Funeral service is planned Monday, 10:30, at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Sunday at 7 p.m. at the church. Visitation Sunday, noon until 5, at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Rosalie Mirian. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, roast beef, mashed potatoes, sliced carrots, and apricots. Tomorrow, fried chicken, baked beans, coleslaw, and apple rings. KNDY News Time, 7:16.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a tablet banking app. Simply search UBT Tablet in the App Store and download. Enjoy banking on your tablet from anywhere. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust. The bank for your future. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With prices going up, maybe you want to make your nest smaller. With clean, one- and two-bedroom, income-based apartments available now, you can't miss out on what the Waterville Housing Authority has available. Fill out an application on their Facebook page or contact Lisa at 785-363-2239.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Showers and thunderstorms continue today, and temperatures will stay slightly cooler, with our highs in the upper 70s and mid-80s throughout Iowa, the mid to upper 80s throughout Nebraska, staying warmer throughout Kansas and Missouri, with our highs in the lower 90s and lower 100s throughout Kansas, and the upper 80s and lower 100s throughout Missouri. More showers possible overnight tonight, with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s throughout Iowa, the lower 60s and lower 70s throughout Nebraska, the lower 60s and mid-70s throughout Kansas, and the mid to upper 70s throughout Missouri. A slight chance for some showers throughout Friday, otherwise partly sunny, with our highs in the lower 80s throughout Iowa, the mid-80s and lower 90s throughout Nebraska, the upper 80s and mid-90s throughout Kansas, and the mid-80s and upper 90s throughout Missouri. Skies clearing up throughout Friday night and staying sunny throughout Saturday and Sunday, and showers possible Sunday night. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-July, 90. Record high on this date, 108. The average low, 69, and the record low, 46. Sunset this evening, 8:56. Sunrise in the morning at 6:08. We received just about 2 inches of rain overnight. Brings our total for the week for July so far to well over 4 inches. And a cloudy overcast, still a sprinkle or two lingering, 70 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 7th of July. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
The Bronx Bombers flex their muscles in Pittsburgh. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. A night after losing their second consecutive game, the Yankees beat the Pirates like they stole something. Luis Severino, brilliant over six innings, striking out three and allowing no runs. Top eight, Aaron Judge at the plate with the bases loaded.
0-1, swung and hit deep to left. This one is gone! Home run number 30 for Aaron Judge is a grand slam.
The call on WFAN, Judge's slam was one of two four-run home runs for the New York Yankees as they drubbed the Pirates 16-0. Reigning American League MVP Shohei Ohtani continues to do it on both sides of the ball.
Ground ball, it's going to skip through into left center field. Angels are going to get a run on the board right there as Shohei delivers.
Our thanks to KLAA 830. Ohtani put his team up 3-1 with that two-run single. On the mound, he allowed one unearned run over seven innings, winning his fifth start in a row in a 5-2 win over the Marlins. The Mets were in Cincinnati for the rubber game of their series with the Reds. Top nine, Reds threatening to win the series, but Starlin Marte and the Mets got a favorable call from the third base umpire.
Swinging a grounder toward third. It is a fair ball down the left field line. It bounces to the corner. Nimmo gets to third. He's being waved home. Nimmo's going to score.
The Mets tied it there before erupting for five runs in the 10th en route to an 8-3 win. The Braves, chasing the Mets, were home looking for a third straight win against the Cardinals. Bottom five, no score. Marcell Ozuna at the dish.
A drive to left. Well struck. Back that goes. It's gone! Marcell Ozuna with a solo homer.
The call on 680 AM, The Fan, Eddie Rosario would follow with a home run of his own. Max Fried shut down the Redbirds' offense, tossing six innings scoreless. Braves blank the Cards 3-0. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Everyone knows Prairie Bend Casino and Resort gives you more ways to play. Like more adrenaline-pumping action at our table games and slots. More delicious ways to indulge at the award-winning Three Fires Steakhouse. More ways to relax in our luxury hotel and soothing courtyard hot tubs. And more bragging rights to earn at Firekeeper Golf Course. Yes, Prairie Bend Casino gives you more ways to play and more reasons to stay. Prairie Bend Casino and
Resort. It's a blast to go this fast. Saturday at the Washington County Speedway. A-class winged, non-winged, sportsman restricted, junior sprints plus trucks. Action starts with hot laps at 6:30 and racing at 7. That is this Saturday at the Washington County Speedway, the race place. Find them on Facebook at Washington County Speedway.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Consumers are shifting the blame for inflation from the pandemic to supply chain issues. That according to a recent poll by the Consumer Brands Association. The poll also showed that most Americans say inflation is hitting their household budgets and that tackling supply chain problems will positively affect inflation. The poll of 1,000 adults in mid-June found 72% of respondents said that increased grocery prices were having a very significant or somewhat significant impact on their household budgets. 22% said it was having a not very significant impact, and the frustration with higher prices has led to a notable shift in American attitudes about what is to blame for grocery inflation. The increase in supply chain costs and constraints as the source of blame for inflation coincides with an uptick in the interest of tackling supply chain problems as a means to ease inflation. It has been noted that U.S. gross cash farm income forecasted to be at $512 billion this year. This is the aggregate revenue generated by the 2,019,000 farms in the country. But how does that gross cash income from all farms in the U.S. compare to large companies? AgriMarketing magazine listed the revenues of some selected ag-related businesses, including Cargill at $134 billion, BASF at $79 billion, John Deere at $44 billion, and CHS at $38 billion. Walmart, $573 billion, Amazon, $470 billion. It's important to realize that the scope of the impact of the farm income creates multiple businesses and employment throughout the economy, making food and agriculture much more significant overall part of the nation's GDP. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are looking to hire new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL. Stop by either office in Marysville at 1194 Pony Express Highway or in Seneca at 1201 Baltimore to pick up an application. Again, Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are hiring new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL.
Ag Markets from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, starting off a Thursday today for the pre-Friday celebration. Markets opening up here in just a little bit. On Wednesday yesterday for the middle of the week, we saw things wrap up kind of mixed across the board for the grains, a little bit higher overall in the livestock as things started off green all over the board at the open of the day. Then grains took a dive and saw red all across the board throughout most of trading. And some of them with the corn and soybeans especially pop back up a little bit by the end of the day. In the corn market, we did see some green here at the end, which allowed corn up by 8.25 on the day to 7.44 1/4. September corn was up by 7.5 to 5.99 3/4. In the wheat market, July KC wheat was down 11 cents on the day yesterday to 8.49 1/4. September was down by 10.5 cents to 8.51 1/2. In the soybean market, mostly higher numbers here for the day as July soybeans finished up 5 cents in the green to 15.80 1/4. August was up by 7.25 to 14.46 1/2. In the meal market, July soybean meal was up $9.80 to 4.62 60 cents. August was also up by 5.20 at 4.15 60 cents. Oil market, a little bit lower here, was July down 30 cents at 60 at 22. In the cotton market, we saw mostly lower numbers there. That's a few days in a row. We've seen some drops there. July cotton was down $4.99 on the day to 94.69. October was also down 4.99 to 96.39. And the oats market was kind of mixed on the board with July up 12.5 cents in the green to 6.66 1/2. September was down 1.25 to 4.62 1/4. Real quick in the livestock market, mostly higher numbers there yesterday as August live cattle finished up $1.57 in the green to 134.5. Feeder cattle were up by 60 cents, sitting at 173.30. September was also up 97 cents at 177.07. Lean hogs, they were mostly higher on the day as well. July lean hogs finished up a dollar even higher to 113.15. Ag markets from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Fox Kansas News at 9. Join anchor Katie Tompe and the award-winning Fox Kansas News team nightly at 9 for local news from the Wichita area. Get only the news you need in a concise half hour at a convenient time. World, state, and Wichita news, plus sports and accurate weather. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time. Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
In 2022, Mother Nature will of course bring unexpected challenges to U.S. farmers as she always does. One proven way for reducing your risk exposure is to start your growing season by planting professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and seed retailers. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance is a 100-member industry group focused on communicating the many benefits of investing in U.S. seed innovation. SEPA seed companies invest 15% of their sales into plant breeding, trait development, genome editing, seed conditioning, packaging, and service. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED-TIP.
No sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They continue their summer schedule with sales every other week, offering a sale next Thursday, July 14th, with a couple of early consignment listings to include 45 black steers and heifers weighing 6 to 750 and 70 black and white face steers and heifers weighing 6 to 750. Consignments welcome. Their next sale Thursday, July 14th. A reminder, their customer appreciation sale is coming up August 11th. At Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Is there a practical use for bad hair days? We will brush up on the science today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, July 7th, the 188th day of the year. Skating champ Michelle Kwan is sharing a birthday with drumming legend Ringo Starr. Most of us are familiar with the hair frizzies or limpness that comes with humid summer days. But as far back as 1783, the scientific community was putting bad hair days to practical use. Because hair reliably stretches or shrinks with humidity, it is possible to use it as a humidity measuring instrument or hygrometer. By stretching strands of hair between two posts and affixing a levered pointer, human hair can accurately measure humidity. The hair hygrometer was so reliable, in fact, it wasn't replaced by electronic instruments until the 1960s. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun facts online. Visit us anytime at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. The rains continue. We were at 2 inches of rain overnight at studios here in Marysville. Probably half of that fell in about an hour late last night. We'll look at 4+ inches since July began, since Friday. And 70 this morning in Marysville. We'll look for a warm-up again today. Light scattered showers continue this hour. Highs around 90 on tap.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Six members of the K-State football team received preseason All-Big 12 honors as released by the conference on Wednesday. The Wildcats' six selections was the most of any team in the conference. Junior defensive end Felix Anaduke-Azuma was named the preseason defensive Big 12 player of the year, leading the way for his team. Joining him is junior running back Deuce Vaughn, junior offensive lineman Cooper Beebe, senior kick returner Malik Knowles, senior linebacker Daniel Green, and senior cornerback Julius Brantz. The Wichita State Shockers non-conference schedule is taking shape as the school announced they will be part of the Hall of Fame Classic in Kansas City this fall. The 2022 Hall of Fame Classic is scheduled to take place at T-Mobile Center in Kansas City on November 21st and 22nd and will feature the Shockers, Grand Canyon University, the University of Northern Iowa, and the University of San Francisco. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports.
K-State football fans, be in Bill Snyder Family Stadium this fall as All-American Deuce Vaughn and the Wildcats host seven home games.
He's loose! Touchdown! Deuce Vaughn!
Including Missouri, Oklahoma State, Texas, and KU. Single game tickets are on sale now starting at just $25. Reserve your seat today by visiting kstatesports.com or calling 1-800-221-CATS. Fill the bill this fall for K-State football. Go Cats!
The American Legion Riders Chapter 21 Second Annual Smoking Hogs Barbecue and Bike Fest is Saturday, July 9th. Barbecue judging starts at 11 a.m. with awards to follow at 2. Wristbands available for purchase to crown best ribs. Wristbands served on a first-come, first-served basis with limited supplies, so get yours early. While you wait, get registered for the Cornhole Tournament. $40 registration fee with co-ed starting at 11 a.m. and open competition at 1. But be early. Registration opens at 10 a.m. Enjoy live music in the park all day with Sidetrack, Minuteman Music, Reckless, and Jay Bragg. Sons of American Legion serving hamburgers, ribeye sandwiches, brats, plus hot dogs, and you know there'll be a beer garden. Enter to win a Broil King grill, and for dinner, enjoy a free well donation dinner prepared by the barbecue competition competitors. End the night with a bang as fireworks shoot off at 10. Brought to you by American Legion Riders Chapter 21. That's the second annual Smoking Hogs Barbecue and Bike Fest, July 9th at the Seneca City Park.
KNDY.
The summer air was heavy and sweet. You and I on a crowded street. There was music everywhere. I can see us there. In a happy little foreign town where the stars hung upside down, a half a world away. Far, far away. I remember go back. Well, baby, I don't believe that. Come along with me. Come on and dance with me. Well, maybe if I hold you close, baby, we could just let go of these things that tie us down. We'll come back around.